This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Getting up, getting out, or only just getting home? It's Joy Weekend Breakfast.
And I want to say a very big warm welcome to Joy Weekend Brekkie to Ben from Safia.
Hey, how you guys going?
Yeah, we're so good, Ben. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Oh, thanks for having me.
It's never easy for an artist to be up on a Saturday morning, so we really appreciate it. Now, Ben, I got to say, I'm a big fan of Safia. I'm a Brit. I arrived in Australia back in 2016, and Counting Sheep was my first song that I really got to love you and the other two guys in the band. So it got me up a long commute on many a dark evening. So thank you for that.
Oh, awesome. Thank you. Glad you liked that one.
On the topic of Counting Sheep, mm-hmm. What, mate? Why was that? Because that track, particularly in China, went nuts, didn't it?
Yeah. Why is the operative question? I have no idea. I think it was early days in TikTok. Mm-hmm. I think the lyrics certainly helped in the chorus, the TikTok make me creep kind of thing. I don't know, though, because it seemed the places it seemed to go, it's built audiences in subcultures kind of everywhere, in gaming cultures. But then, went well in China and apparently in Russia in certain parts.
Well, there you go.
I don't know what it is about that song, but
I'm leaving that alone.
International stardom. Now, Ben, the other thing I was going to say to you is that we were trying to get hold of you back before Christmas because you played two amazing gigs, one in Sydney, one down here in Victoria at the ESPY, and I managed to get a ticket in there. The energy, and I've seen you a couple times before, but the energy levels of the gig that we saw were just next level. Now, that was one of the first gigs you guys had played since lockdown. So just give us a rundown of how it felt for you to be back on stage again.
Oh, it felt so good. And it was our first gig, ticketed show for fans and, people who just wanted to come and see us. And we'd been fortunate enough to play a few little festivals here and there, but it's a different feeling when you're playing to people who, are there to see you and it's and it had been so long. And I think as soon as we walked out, on the first one in Melbourne, we could, before we played a note, you could feel the kind of the energy in the crowd and that appreciation. And it's just kind of like a feedback loop and just builds up and up. But also, we just love to play live and get the opportunity to do it. And I think, the two things we love most about this is the creative act of actually making music and making music with your friends as well in that space and then playing live. And those are the two things that when we get the chance to do them, we try not to take them for granted.
So I think there was a great atmosphere because I think Sumner was supporting you, an amazing double act as well. And then they got the levels, but you're right. One thing that really, really sparks your attention at those things is that those people down the front were singing every single lyric alongside you. And you're just thinking, when you've hit something really good because they just elevated the performance.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's always nice to see that. And even after some times passed as well with songs we didn't know had their time to sort of sink in and connect. And so we're like, oh, they're singing this song. Okay, cool. We just like to play this live, but we usually assume that most people don't know this one, but it was really nice. And when you feel that, you kind of just want to give more energy back and it just goes back and forward. And
So Ben,
what's the process like after a performance like that? I'm guessing you got to scrape you off the ceiling. You're high as a kite from that energy. Is there kind of in the days, weeks that follow a downer, or is the motivation kind of to get back in the studio and make more music?
Usually it kind of provides more energy to keep. But actually for me after that, it was a kind of a bit of a flat. I don't know. It was maybe it was a bit of a release or something. I sort of had to come back a bit from that in a good way. But I think maybe that one had just been so long. And so there was at those shows a kind of a little bit of a release of all this crap over the last few years.
You certainly got from your discussions during the show, you certainly got there was a pent up sort of frustration of not being able to get out and perform. And I think, to get that reaction, your emotions were, if I can say, I think a little all over the place by the end of it, because you were just so excited by the reactions.
It's a lot to process. It's just, a special feeling and one we don't take for granted and, playing in front of people that you know, want to be there and listen to your stuff when you haven't had it for a while, and then suddenly it all like floods back in at once. Yeah, there's a lot to process.
So Ben, I always like to ask musicians and songwriters how you do your craft. So you're in the band with a couple of other people, Harry and Michael. Do you get together, the three of you, and compose, or do you sort of, because you're doing a lot of the lyric writing and stuff, do you actually do that separately and bring it together? What's your process as a band?
Bit of both, bit of everything. Predominantly, a lot of the writing, we might, the seeds of the ideas, sometimes we might do ourselves, or just like, I suppose as an artist, you're always writing. So if like suddenly I'm walking along and like a seed of something, I've tried to get in the habit now, even if I think it's crap, if like something pops in the head, I just try and pen it down wherever I am, no matter what. So there's always just like piles of those things. But then when we're building a song early on, it's predominantly Michael and I, and then we all kind of come in from there. And Harry also writes a bunch of other things, which we work on too. And then from there, we're kind of fortunate because we're all really good in different stages of the creative process. So Michael's like a really good experimenter, writer, and Harry's like a really good crafter as well. So when it's time to like actually make it start sound good and like bring the idea to life, and then I kind of see it a little bit in both worlds. So it kind of helps this like the song go through this arduous process.
But I think for your music, the post-production is probably as equally as important as the original sort of lay down the tracks, because you managed to actually do some fantastic mixing that just like pops the vocals.
Ah, thanks. Yeah, I think, I don't know, we're all very, you can really put a lot of love in the detail in the crafting. You can sort of show that. The key is just not to take it too far and take it too far away from the essence or the magic that made the thing interesting in the first place. So finding that sweet spot.
Now tell us about today. We had that as our weekend banger. It launched only on Tuesday. Yeah, what's it about?
Today, yet another song I've written about presence and lack thereof, or the constant sort of duality of being in awareness and then not being aware, and that kind of, it's just a song that came together pretty quick, to be honest. It's kind of a production that was pretty fleshed out that Michael showed me. And then I think when the first time we played it back, I was just nodding down a bunch of vocal ideas that came. And then as soon as the thing, like, you can hear it in one of the memos, and then I'm like singing over when the kind of the chorusy bit comes in. I'm like, what if it's just like, and then I started going, like, so I started singing that like chopped up melody. I'm like, okay, we can, that's kind of a cool vibe. And then, so it's really easy in conception, but then to get it like finished was a nightmare.
Oh, well, it's definitely worth the wait.
Oh, thank you. It was like, we just did so many masters of it.
Yeah.
Like it was right, but it was just, it does sound like there's a lot going on, but there's only a few core elements and they all kind of work together as one. Uh-huh. And so when one's kind of in the wrong spot, the whole song falls apart.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we were wanting more things out of something else, and then that would change something else, and then the whole balance would be off, and suddenly like the magic's not there. So that took a while. So
you sound like a bunch of perfectionists, I got to say. I do think it's worth waiting. It's a great result. We're almost out of time, Ben. You've got some gigs coming up. So anyone who wants to see Safia perform live, and that's the best way to see them, should probably go and grab a ticket and do that. Thank you ever so much for joining us this morning.
Mm. Thanks for having me.
We love your music.
I'm too dry for a weekend morning.
Ben, thanks a lot. Thank you to you and the guys. Great music, great band. And we love you here at Joy.
Oh, thank you. No, that means a lot. Thanks for the chat.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.